Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned to the Fred Allen Show. If within the next 30 minutes you, any listener in the continental United States, answer a telephone call from any giveaway radio program, and because you are listening to this show, you miss an opportunity to win any gift then being offered, Fred Allen guarantees to make good by furnishing an equivalent gift or its value up to $5,000.
National Surety Corporation guarantees that Fred Allen will perform his agreement up to a total of $50,000. Notice of any claim under these guarantees must be mailed to Mr. Fred Allen by registered mail, care of the National Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York, and postmarked not later than midnight, October 25th, 1948.
Relax. Enjoy the Fred Allen Show. The Ford Dealers of America present the Fred Allen Show. Show with Fred's guest, Mr. Dale Carnegie, Portland Hopper, Minerva Pius, Peter Donald, Parker Fenley, the DeMarco sisters, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. And this is Kenny Delmar with big news from Washington, D.C., where they've just crowned some new champions in the National Truck Rodeo, sponsored by the American Trucking Association. The winner this year, Grayson Thomas, crack driver for Associated Transport Incorporated of Burlington, North Carolina. He holds the title sought after by truck drivers everywhere. How did he do it? You guessed it. With the 145 horsepower Ford Big Job. Get the facts on this bonus built champion and over 139 other Ford truck models. See your Ford dealer. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sunday night again, and as is his weekly custom, Fred Allen has a date at the corner of Main Street. Tonight, as Fred parks his Ford and locks the door, a voice says,
Mr. Allen!
Well, Portland.
I'm a little late, Portland. Have you been waiting long?
No. I've been looking in this drugstore window. It's funny.
What's funny?
There's some dust in the window, and it isn't doing anything.
Probably just a lazy package. You know, you find that. Look, the window is full of soap there.
Oh, they're having a sale on Life Boy.
Say, what's that slogan? Avoid B.O.
Avoid B.O. Yo-ho-ho-ho.
Portland, did you hear that?
I didn't hear anything.
How do you like that? Jack Benny with his echo? Now I'm starting to hear the thing.
Why does Jack hear an echo on his program every Sunday?
Well, you know Benny. When he gives anything away, even in conversation, he wants it back.
Oh, you always say Jack is cheap.
Benny is tighter than the skin on a boil, Portland. He won't even buy a television set.
Doesn't Jack see any television shows?
Well, he makes his own television shows. Then he turns on his radio and has Rochester run in and make faces. His television.
That reminds me. This is National Cranberry Week.
Jack Benny reminds you of Cranberry Week?
There's no hair on a cranberry either.
I just, if you want another non sequitur, I just remembered I forgot to buy today's newspaper,
well,
Gordon.
Let's take a walk down Main Street.
All right, let's.
What does the paper say?
Say, look at this. The government is going to spend $60 million to keep up the price of peanuts. What can they do down in Washington to use up $60 million worth of peanuts?
If the Republicans win the election, there'll be an elephant in the White House.
I hope Harry gets his trunk out in time. Say, here's an item, Portland. Look, representatives of radio industry appear before Federal Communications Commission to protest removal of giveaway radio programs from the networks.
How do you think people feel about stopping the giveaway program?
Well, let's ask some people now as we're walking along Main Street. Say, this man coming along here with the liverwurst hanging out of his briefcase. Pardon me, sir.
I am Sergei Stroganov, head of the Audubon Society in the Soviet Union. I am in America studying bird life.
Oh, you know birds?
All there is to know about birds I am knowing.
Oh, really?
For 2 years, I am living in a nest.
Oh, you lived in a nest?
All kinds of birds are my friends. The sparrow, bobolink, chickadee.
Swan?
No swan.
No swan?
In Russia, nobody is using soap.
Oh, no soap, you say?
In Russia, you are finding no white Russians.
Oh, well, I do not understand. Tell me, Sergei, what is the difference between bird life in Russia and in America?
In America, in cages, you have 2 million canaries.
Yes?
In Russia, in one cage, we have 180 million pheasants.
Pheasants?
Pheasants.
Oh.
The H is silent as in boar.
H in bird?
Albatross. Oh. I am too fast for you.
Oh, now look, Sergei.
You bore me.
Sergei, tell me, what is your biggest bird?
The biggest bird in Russia is the bird we are giving the UN.
Well, look, Sergei, about these giveaway programs.
The biggest giveaway in the world is Land Lease.
No, wait a minute. Look, I mean radio programs.
In Russia, we are having all kinds of programs.
Really? What programs?
People are comrades.
Really?
Break the Yank.
Break the Yank.
Worker take all.
Worker take all.
Honeymoon in Minsk.
Yeah.
Mary Margaret Kropotkin.
What about Mr. and Mrs. Hush?
In Russia, nobody is daring to open his mouth.
You mean?
Everybody is Mr. and Mrs. Hush.
But Mr. Stroganov.
You bore me. Long live Akim Tamirov.
Oh, he'll never hide. Oh, that Sergei is a wild man, Portland. Well, let's walk along.
Look at that sign in the liquor store.
The picture of those two men holding the bottle?
It says, which twin has the hangover?
Hey, look, look who's coming.
Titus Moody.
Hi, Mr. Moody.
Howdy, Bob.
You look all upset, Mr. Moody.
I'm so mad I could suck an egg.
What's wrong?
Well, I see something funny, and I've been standing here 2 hours waiting to laugh.
Well, why don't you laugh?
Can't find my teeth.
Well, look, Mr. Moody, about these giveaway programs, do you think they should be taken off the radio?
I do.
Uh-huh.
People go along expecting something and end up getting nothing.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, I knew a fella, Huber Skinner.
Uh-huh.
Huber was a glutton.
A glutton, eh?
He'd eat anything that he could overtake. Huber could never get calves' brains the way he liked them.
No.
One day I says, Huber, I says, I'll get you the best mess of calves' brains that's ever been slopped onto a plate. So I set a new calf aside for Huber.
A new calf, eh?
I fed that calf on a special diet.
Yeah?
I was chewing the calf's cut first, myself, to make it soft.
Yeah.
I had that calf sleeping under an electric blanket.
Uh-huh.
Every day, Huber, he was coming round, and he'd say, Titus, how's my calf coming?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'd take out my cut, and I'd say, Huber Skinner, when I get through raising this calf, you're going to eat the best mess of calf's brains that you've ever seen sprawled onto a plate.
Uh-huh.
And Huber would go away, smacking his lips, saying, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, eh? Well, what happened?
After 10 months of wet nursing and pampering that calf, and Huber waiting for the perfect dish of calf's brains...
Yes?
I slaughtered the calf, and I opened up the head.
And?
That calf was a moron.
A moron?
That calf didn't have no brains.
Well, you think the people who expect to win things on giveaway shows?
They're like Huber T. Skinner.
How?
Why, they ain't got no brains either.
Well, tell me, why are you so bitter about giveaway programs, Titus?
Well, sir, a friend of mine, he won a giant jackpot.
Yes?
The shock was too much. He dropped dead.
Dropped dead? Well, what happened after he dropped dead?
His body had to go to Bermuda for a romantic 2 weeks vacation. All expenses paid. Come on, Buck.
Let's go.
Doesn't this woman with the seersucker shawl look familiar?
She certainly does. Good evening, Mrs. Nussbaum.
So who is hailing me?
Oh, it is you, busybody.
Uh-huh. Mrs. Nussbaum, I hate to say this, but you look old tonight.
Well, all day I'm at the antique show.
Being at the antique show makes you look old?
Everything else is old.
Uh-huh.
Why should I be an exception?
Oh, I see what you... Well, tell me, did you see any high boys at the antique show?
Oh, no boys. Children, positively, they are not admitting.
Oh, I see. Tell me, what did you see?
Tables from Chippendale.
Chippendale?
Formerly with Bloomingdale. And I'm seeing a coffee table.
Duncan fight.
Jason Sanborn.
What else did you see at the antique show?
George Washington's toothbrush.
Oh, he wore false teeth.
Oh, I know.
You do? How?
At the 175th Street, I'm seeing George Washington's bridge.
Oh, I... Enough about the antique show. Tell me, Mrs. N., do you think the giveaway radio program should be stopped?
Why? Personally, to me, I'm liking only giveaway programs.
Well, have you ever appeared on a giveaway program?
Only once.
What happened?
First, they're asking me a question.
Uh-huh.
Then they're giving me a Ford car, a mink cape, a diamond necklace, a dinner set, but also an airplane.
You answered the question?
I'm missing the question.
Well, if you missed the question, why did they give you all these presents?
For making a good try. Thank you.
Well, let's get along, Portland.
You haven't found out much about giveaway programs, have you?
No, I haven't. Well, let's try one more, passerby here. This man using the canoe paddle for a cane. Pardon me, sir.
Rejoice, brother. My name is Humphrey Titter.
Humphrey Titter?
I'm the joy boy. The world is in the dumps. Rejoice, brother. Let a smile be your umbrella.
Have you ever tried letting a smile be your umbrella?
Yes.
What happened?
I got a mouthful of rainwater.
Say, I know you, Titter. You're the fellow you write unusual greeting cards and jingles.
Everybody writes get well cards to people who are sick. I write get sick cards to people who are well.
Get sick cards?
Old friend, you're looking mighty well. You're working like a beaver. I hope you'll soon be sick in bed with a breakdown or a fever.
Very good, very good.
Rejoice, brother, get me some joy. I'll spread it every time.
Well, look, Mr. Titter, what about the giveaway programs and radio?
I'll write a jingle. Now, take this down.
Oh, really? What's the title?
Revenge.
Revenge.
Years ago, radio appealed to many folks. It gave them entertainment, drama, songs, and jokes. Now it isn't so in radio, for radio today isn't giving entertainment. It's giving things away. Nylons, luggage, Frigidaires, toasters, suits and blouses, watches, slips and coffee pots, completely furnished houses. The more radio keeps giving, the more people want to get. I'll finish radio's giveaways. I'm giving away my set.
Well, so long, Mr. Titter.
Rejoice, brother.
Certainly meet some weird people on Main Street, Portland.
Here's the music store.
Oh, the music store. What song is that they're featuring?
My Darling, My Darling.
Oh, that's one of Frank Lesser's song hits from Where's Charlie, the new Ray Bolger show.
I wonder how it sounds.
Well, if Al Goodman and his orchestra ever play it and the five DeMarco sisters ever sing it, My Darling, My Darling will sound something like this.
My darling, my darling, I've wanted to call you my darling.
Sure, let's go, Portland. Say, this fellow with the camera.
Hey, buddy. Okay, got your picture. Now, what's your name?
Never mind my name. Who are you?
I'm the questioning photographer.
Oh.
My question for today is, what's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen?
Ah, the most beautiful thing.
And don't tell me the 49 Ford.
Well, why not? That's a good answer, isn't it?
Sure it is. But all day long, people have been telling me the same thing. The most beautiful thing they've ever seen is the 49 Ford. Getting monotonous.
Well, why don't you change the question?
No use. Yesterday, I asked some young fellows about their smoothest dates. Everyone said it was when he took his girl out in a 49 Ford. Then they all told me about Ford's smooth midship ride and new hydrocoil front springs and Paraflex rear springs.
Say, that sounds like a commercial.
Last week, I'm questioning ladies about the nicest surprise they ever had.
Now, don't tell me the ladies were surprised by the 49 Ford.
They all were.
Yeah?
One was surprised at how big and roomy it was.
Yeah?
Another at how easy it was to drive with its picture window visibility and magic action brakes. I get the same story every time.
Well, you certainly have a problem.
What am I going to do?
Give me that camera, brother. I'll ask you a question.
Oh, okay.
Now, what is the most beautiful thing you have ever seen?
The 49 Ford. Everybody's crazy about it. This year it's Ford by a landslide.
You're right, and 49 Ford will carry the country. So long, brother. Rejoice, brother. Portland, Main Street is sure crowded tonight.
Maybe we should go to a movie.
No, I don't think so. I'm too tired. I haven't slept for the last 6 nights.
6 nights?
If I don't get to sleep pretty soon, I'm going to buy some records, change my name to Jack Eigen, and become a disc jockey. Why stay up all night for nothing?
Well, why can't you sleep?
Well, I worry all the time.
You worry?
Hey, I wonder if a psychiatrist can help me.
Well, Mama says a man who goes to a psychiatrist should have his head examined.
See, there's a psychiatrist sign on this building, Portland. Look, Dr. Holstein. I'll see if he's in.
Shall I wait?
Yes, I'll be right out. Ah, this is the office. Dr. Wolfgang Holstein, psychiatrist and chiropodist. I fix you up from head to toe. Well, I'll go in, see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Pardon me, sir. Are you...
Yeah, I am Dr. Wolfgang Holstein. You want an analysis or your bunions removed?
Doctor, I have insomnia.
Oh, that is simple to cure.
How can I cure my insomnia?
Go to sleep.
But I can't sleep. I haven't slept a wink in 6 nights.
You know, I once had a patient who could not sleep.
No?
For 1 whole year, 8 hours a day, I had him laying on my couch.
And?
He still could not sleep.
You couldn't cure him?
Finally, it is coming to me.
Why couldn't he sleep?
After laying 8 hours a day on the couch, he wasn't tired.
Oh, my. Well, doctor, I can't sleep because I worry. I worry all day long.
Then do you worry?
Well, I start before breakfast.
You know, I once had a patient who worried about breakfast. During the night, he would dream he was eating shredded wheat.
Yeah?
When he'd wake up, the mattress would be half gone.
Well, that isn't my trouble.
So, what do you eat for breakfast?
I have poached eggs on toast and coffee. I cook it myself.
So, what is your worry?
Well, there's only one electric outlet in my apartment.
One outlet, yeah.
But I have 3 electrical appliances.
Where does the worry start?
Well, every morning I get up at 7:30.
Yeah.
At 7:31, I plug in the water to poach my eggs.
Yeah.
At 7:35, the water is boiling. I drop in the eggs, pull the plug out of the water pan, and plug in the toaster.
Yeah.
At 7:39, the toast pops up. I pull the plug out of the toaster and plug in the coffee.
Yeah.
While I'm putting the poached eggs on the toast, the coffee percolates.
Yeah.
At 7:42, my breakfast is ready and I eat. At 7:45, I leave the house, get the 7:50 train. At 8 o'clock, I'm at work.
Yeah, but this schedule sounds perfect. Why should you worry?
One day last week, doctor, something happened.
What?
At 7:31, I plugged in the water to poach the eggs.
Yeah.
At 7:35, the water was boiling. I dropped in the eggs, pulled out the plug, and plugged in the toaster.
Yeah.
At 7:39, the toast didn't pop up.
Himmel!
The toaster was stuck.
This is a crisis.
The toast was black. The eggs were like rocks. The coffee was cold. Well, I missed my train. I was late for work. The boss says the next time I'm late, he's going to fire me.
Oh, this could give you a psychosis. Also unemployment.
Now, when I go to bed at night, I can't sleep. I'm never sure that the toast will pop up. If the toast is stuck again, doctor, I'm going to lose my job.
Oh, no wonder you are worrying.
Dr. Holstein, you have got to cure me.
My friend, psychiatry cannot help you.
Well, what can I do?
You can do what all psychiatrists are advising their worry patients to do.
Their worry patients what?
Read Dale Carnegie's new book, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living.
Say, I'll buy that book right away. So long, Doctor.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Well, come on, Portland. I have to stop at the bookstore.
Did the psychiatrist cure you?
No, but he told me about a book that will certainly cure me.
A book?
It's How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. It's by Dale Carnegie. Well, here's the bookstore to choose ahead.
Well, I think I'll go to the movies.
The movies?
I hate to go, but I have to.
You have to? Why?
I have some popcorn left over from last week.
Oh, well. Better to go and have finished with it. Well, so long, Portland. Well, I'll go in and get Mr. Carnegie's book. Gosh, this bookstore is sure crowded. Pardon me, miss.
Billy Rose's new book, Wine, Women, and Words, is out today.
No, no, thank you.
Billy Rose is going to be pretty mad.
How do you know?
I'm Mrs. Rose.
Well, look, Eleanor, it so happens I have Wine, Women, and Words. What I want now is how to stop worrying and start living.
Oh, here's a copy.
Thank you.
If you'll take it to counter four, Mr. Carnegie will autograph it personally.
Mr. Carnegie's here? Oh,
yes.
Thank you. Gosh, this is my lucky day. Well, here's counter four.
Sign my book, Mr. Carnegie.
My copy's next, Mr. Carnegie.
I've been waiting all day, Mr. Carnegie. Would you sign it?
Pardon me, sir. Are you,
Yes, I'm Dale Carnegie.
My name is Fred Allen.
Well, I'm delighted to meet you, Mr. Allen.
You are?
Yes, I'm delighted to meet anybody with a copy of my book.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about, Mr. Carnegie. My psychiatrist says that your book can help me.
So you want to stop worrying and start living, right?
Well, it's a little late for me to start living. I would like to stop worrying.
Well, today the most common worries are business worries. Are you in business, Miss Allen?
I'm in the radio business.
Oh, you sell radios.
No, not yet. Up to now, I have a radio program.
Oh, you broadcast?
Yes, sir, that's right.
That's quite a coincidence. Just last week, a man in radio came to see me about his problem.
He was in radio?
Yes, some chap named Anthony.
Oh, Anthony. I've heard of him.
Well, he was quite worried.
Well, he hasn't been working lately. May have had something to do with it.
Quite fine. Then some time ago, another man in radio consulted me.
Really?
Yes, his name was Heater.
Gabriel Heater?
Yep, the fellow. Before he came to see me, there was no good news tonight.
Gosh, Mr. Carnegie, your book is helping an awful lot of people. Do you think it can help me?
Well, just what's your problem, Mr. Allen?
Mr. Carnegie, my big worry is breakfast.
Well, you know, I used to worry about breakfast myself.
You, Mr. Carnegie?
Yes, every morning I make my own breakfast. I have poached eggs, toast, and coffee.
Poached eggs?
Yes, and there's only one electric outlet in my apartment.
One outlet?
And I solve my breakfast worries with a system.
What system?
Well, every morning I get up at 7:30.
7:30.
And at 7:31, I plug in the water to poach the eggs.
Yeah?
At 7:35, the water is hot. I drop in the eggs, pull out the plug, and plug in the toaster.
Well, that's the very thing.
And at 7:39, the toast pops up. And I pull out the plug and plug in the coffee.
Just like
that. And at 7:42, my breakfast is ready, and believe me, brother, I eat.
Well, Mr. Carnegie, I have the same routine. One outlet, two poached eggs, toast and coffee, the same breakfast.
Well, I have no worries. Why should you?
My toaster sticks.
Your toaster sticks?
Yes. One morning last week, the toast didn't pop up. The eggs were like rocks. The coffee was cold. I missed my train. The boss said the next time it happens, Mr. Carnegie, he's going to fire me.
Really? Why, that's terrible.
I haven't slept for 6 nights. I keep worrying. I never know if the toast is going to pop up in the morning, Mr. Carnegie. How can I stop worrying?
Mr. Allen?
Yes?
Do you have a frying pan?
Yes.
For tomorrow morning instead of poached eggs?
Yes.
Why don't you make fried eggs?
Fried eggs?
Why, with fried eggs, you won't need the toast.
Gad, Mr. Carnegie, you are a genius.
Mr. Allen, your worries are over.
Only my breakfast worries.
Oh, you have other worries, do you?
Oh, I worry about money.
You worry about money? You with a big radio problem? Do you have money problems?
All that glitters, Mr. Carnegie.
Yes, I know. I'm Dale Carnegie, not Andrew.
Then you know my name. I owe 4 months' rent, a grocery bill, my furniture's mortgaged. I can't even pass the loyalty test at the Morris plan, Mr. Carnegie.
Mr. Allen, tell me, how did you ever get yourself in such a financial mess?
Mr. Carnegie, a few years ago, you wrote another book, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yes, that's right.
I read that book, and thanks to you, Mr. Carnegie, I instantly won 300 new friends.
Why, congratulations, that's fine.
Those 300 friends have been borrowing money from me ever since I read your book. Today, I am broke.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Allen.
I've got to stop worrying and start living. Mr. Carnegie, can you give me a few hints? Are there any slogans? You know, something I can repeat when I'm tempted to worry?
Well, yes, my book contains some bits of helpful philosophy, I hope.
Good.
One is, don't let the beetles get you down.
Good.
Don't try to saw sawdust.
Fine.
And when fate hands you a lemon, take a lemonade.
I'll remember those, Mr. Carnegie.
And if you take my advice, Mr. Allen, you read the book, too.
Well, I'm too busy. I haven't time to read the book. Say, I have an idea, Mr. Carnegie.
Yes?
You don't have any worries at all, do you?
No, not at all.
How about taking over my worries?
You want me to worry for you? Are you really serious?
I'll pay you $200 a week.
But, Mr. Allen, I thought you just said you were penniless.
I haven't got a cent to my name.
Well, if you haven't got a cent, how in the world can you pay me $200 a week to worry for you?
Mr. Carnegie, that's the first thing you've got to worry about. New man. No worries. Dale Carnegie certainly cured me. I must remember those slogans. Don't try to saw sawdust. Don't let the beetles get you down. When fate hands you a lemon, make a lemonade. Well, I guess I'll get my Ford and drive home. It's parked right over here.
Hey, you.
Yes, officer.
Is this your car?
Yes. Isn't she a beauty?
You're in a no-parking zone. You're in front of a fireplug. You're heading the wrong way on a one-way street.
I know, officer.
You and me are going to court.
You can't worry me, officer. Thanks to Dale Carnegie, I'm cured.
Look, you.
Don't try to saw sawdust, officer. Don't let the beetles get you down.
Sawdust beetles, hey, come here, you.
Officer.
I'm tearing up your ticket.
Gosh, it works. My worries are over.
They sure are.
I knew I wouldn't go to court.
You're right. You're going to Bellevue.
Before we close up shop for our Ford dealers, here's a quick reminder to all Ford owners. There was a lot of safety built into your Ford, and you can help keep it safe and smooth running. Whenever your mechanic tells you a new part is needed, be sure he uses a genuine Ford part. Ford parts are precision made to fit right and last longer. For more pleasure in Ford driving, have your Ford safety check this week. Next week, our guest will be Dr. Rockwell in his first radio appearance of the current season. Thank you and good night.
Don't forget, next Sunday night, tune in Fred Allen and relax. The Fred Allen Guarantee and National Surety Corporation bond will be in effect for Fred Allen's program next Sunday night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.